Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
About the president's involvement in a bribery scheme now that Alexander Smirnov has proven to have made it up and it was based off Russian intelligence.
Doesn't change the four fundamental facts. Hunter Biden was put on the board of Burisma, gets paid $1 million a year. Fact number two, he's not qualified to be on the board. He said so himself in an interview, I don't know, with you or some network. Fact number three, Zolochevsky and Pizarski, the two executives at Burisma, specifically asked Hunter Biden, can you weigh in with D.C. and help us deal with the pressure we are facing from the prosecutor? Fact number four, Joe Biden, then he gets called. Hunter Biden calls his dad, according to Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's business partner. Fact number four, Joe Biden then goes to Ukraine 3 days later and conditions the release of the money, American tax money, on the firing of the prosecutor who was applying the pressure to the company that Hunter Biden sat on the board of.
You said the 1023 is the most corroborating piece of information you have.
It corroborates, but it doesn't change those fundamental facts. So now
but it's not true.
Well, so okay, so it's the FBI told us that this source was so 14.
That's MAGA Republican Jim Jordan, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, saying it doesn't change the fundamental facts of the investigation by MAGA Republicans into President Joe Biden, that their whistleblower, their critical piece of evidence, what they claim to be the most powerful witness they have, actually turned out to be a spy of Vladimir Putin's, an agent of Russia, somebody by the name of Alexander Smirnov, who is now under arrest and under indictment by a Republican special counsel for laundering disinformation from Russia, which was utilized by MAGA Republicans, Jim Jordan, James Comer, and others to try to bring down President Joe Biden. And the response we get from Jim Jordan is, it doesn't change the fundamental facts. And then MAGA Republican Jim Jordan held a press conference on Capitol Hill. And this is what he said. Play the clip.
It's warm in here.
So I said this earlier this morning, but I think you can tell this story in three parts, three chapters. There's before Joe Biden's candidate for president, there's the time when he is candidate for president, and then there's, of course, the things that have happened, the events that have happened while he's been president. And I think today we're largely going to focus on that pre-candidate time. I call that the money, the business, the brand. That'll be the focus, I think, of today's questionings.
No, Jim Jordan, I'm not looking to hear a story in three parts. Okay, this is not a play. This is not Shakespeare. This is an investigation into a serious matter where you all relied on a spy from Russia to try to bring down a United States president. You laundered Russian disinformation through an FBI form to attack President Biden and his family. Oh, and by the way, this follows you doing the same thing with a spy for the CCP, a spy from China who you relied on as well as one of your other whistleblowers. So pathetic. Here, when Jim Jordan was asked in the same press conference about the fact that the key piece of evidence, his key witness, turns out to be an agent of Russia, that the information was laundered through Vladimir Putin, here's what Jim Jordan says. Play the clip.
Deal.
Jim Jordan, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. So it doesn't change the fundamental facts. There are four fundamental facts that Hunter Biden gets put on the board of Burisma, He's not qualified to be on the board. He gets put on that board and gets paid $1 million a year. Second, as I said, he's not qualified to be on the board. He said so himself.
It is what it is? Are you kidding me? It is what it is? You are using Russian disinformation to bring down a United States president for Vladimir Putin, and your response is, it is what it is, and it is a story in three parts. Once upon a time, there was a spy from Russia and a spy from the CCP. Donald Trump was a very, very big supporter of Vladimir Putin, who said, Jim Jordan, James Comer, come forth. Let me give you this information to bring down a United States president who supports democracy. I mean, what the heck are you even talking about? Oh, and by the way, it ain't MAGA Republicans if it ain't whataboutism. So watch Jim Jordan say, well, actually, what about Christopher Steele? What about the dossier against Trump? What about this? What about that? What are you even talking about, Jim Jordan? Here, play this clip.
14 years they've been paying this guy. And he's a trusted source, and now we find out. Plus, I think there's sort of the, you know, when Christopher Steele lied to the FBI about President Trump, he gets paid more. When Smirnoff lies to the FBI about President Biden, no, he gets indicted. I mean, go figure. So it doesn't change the fundamental facts.
And by the way, Jim Jordan wasn't the only one, trying to duck the press or just saying a bunch of nonsense, one or the other. This was Andy Biggs. When Andy Biggs was asked about, you realize that your key whistleblower here is actually a spy from China? The response is, we've got a lot of other evidence. Here, play the clip.
What evidence do you have of a bribery scheme now?
Back away.
We've got lots of evidence.
But what is this all really about? It is typical MAGA projection and confession. Donald Trump sold out our country. The White House was for sale. Everything was a quid pro quo. Our entire national foreign policy was undermined so that Donald Trump could try to get benefits for the Trump family at the expense of our country. And look, while the MAGA Republicans want to talk about, oh, were you aware that Joe Biden in 2018 gave a $4,000 loan to Hunter Biden when Hunter Biden was recovering from drug addiction? And ooh, there's something with this loan. Let's call Inspector Gadget. No, let me be very clear. Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, took $2 billion from the Saudis. And by the way, this is an interview with Kushner recently with Axios. And give Axios credit, they asked him about the $2 billion. We're not talking about $4,000, $2 billion. And unlike Hunter Biden, who had nothing to do with the White House, nothing to do with foreign policy, nothing to do with the government at all, Jared Kushner was put in charge despite the fact that he couldn't get a security clearance. Kushner was put in charge of Middle East policy, self-proclaimed. And then he did a deal with MBS of Saudi Arabia. Here, play this clip.
As you said, lots and lots of private equity firms, other folks are trying to raise money from Saudi Arabia and are raising money from Saudi Arabia. Some, however, stopped after the Jamal Khashoggi murder. Some either gave money back or stopped. At the time, you said you wanted to wait for the DNI report, for the kind of official report, for the State Department report. Before talking about it, you kind of only give very glancing mentions in your book to it. The DNI report came out a couple weeks after you left the White House. It says that MBS personally was responsible. Do you agree with the DNI? Do you believe that report?
Are we really still doing this, Dan?
Absolutely.
So let's go to this. The way that we looked at our policy at the time was, let's focus on what's in the interest of America.
I'm not arguing that. At the time you said you wanted to wait and see what the U.S. government determined. The U.S. government's made a determination. You're obviously still in business with him. Do you believe the U.S. government assessment? You might not. But do you believe it?
So let me say this. I have not seen the DNI report that the Biden administration put out there, right? And number two is, look, I know the person who I dealt with. I think he's a visionary leader. I think what he's done in that region is transformational. I think that when we started working with Saudi Arabia in 2017, I remember getting a list of all the transformative things that they wanted to do. I remember taking it then to Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, and saying, Do you think there's a chance that Saudi Arabia will start doing these things, allowing women to drive?
Today's episode is brought to you by 8Sleep, the high-tech solution to your age-old sleeping issues. 8Sleep's pod cover slips right over your mattress, bringing heating and cooling tech that keeps you comfortable and sleeping deeper for a better, more restful night. There's nothing worse than tossing and turning, sweating, or shivering in the night because you're not sleeping at the perfect temperature. This is why I love my 8Sleep, which has greatly improved my quality of sleep and in turn improved my quality of life. Sleep science shows that in order to sleep at our best, our body temperature needs to drop in the early and middle part of sleep and rise in the morning. The pod cover will improve your sleep by automatically adjusting your bed's temperature based on your individual needs. The cover can be added to any bed like a fitted sheet and allows you and your partner to cool or warm your side of the bed as low as 55 degrees and up to 110 degrees. In addition to keeping you at the perfect temperature all night, the pod also tracks your sleep and health metrics. On average, pod users see their sleep quality improve by 32% after just a month on the pod. There's no better way to improve your day-to-day life than better sleep. And the easiest way to do that is with 8Sleep's Pod 3. So start the new year right and invest in the rest you deserve with 8Sleep Pod Cover. Go to 8sleep.com/Midas and get $200 off plus free shipping on the pod cover by 8Sleep. That's 8sleep.com/Midas. EIGHTSLEEP.com/MEIDAS and get $200 off. Folks, this was a major game changer for me, and I'm so grateful for my 8Sleep, and I know you will be as well. And that was Kushner's response. Kushner goes, are we really doing this? Are we really, the arrogance, are we really doing this? Are you really going to ask me about the $2 billion that I received from MBS, from the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, as a quid pro quo? How dare you ask me this question? So the MAGA Republicans want us to be distracted from Kushner, from Trump, from Ivanka, from all of the Trump kids who made hundreds of millions of dollars. It's all out in the open. You don't have to find, oh my God, is there a car loan that took place in 2018? You know, was there a $4,000 car loan? Should we check Carfax for that? No, this is out in the open. They sold out our country, and now they have the audacity to go after President Biden using, I mean, they're a bunch of criminals, using laundered disinformation from Russia. Oh, and by the way, the MAGA Republicans, guess what they were doing on Wednesday? Well, they called in James Biden. They called in President Biden's brother. Let's call in James Biden. Here's what James Biden said in his opening statement. As my interview will make clear, there are four critical points. One, I have had a 50-year career in a variety of business ventures. Joe Biden has never had any involvement or any direct or indirect financial interest in those activities, none. Because of my intimate knowledge of my brother's personal integrity and character, as well as my own strong ethics, I have always kept my professional life separate from our close personal relationship. Three, I never asked my brother to take any official action on behalf of me, my business associates, or anyone else. Four, in every business venture in which I have been involved, I have relied on my own talent, judgment, skill, and personal relationships, and never my status as Joe Biden's brother. Those who have said or thought otherwise were either mistaken, ill-informed, or flat out lying. Let me play this clip right here from Jessica Tarlov, perhaps the only good reporter on Fox, who actually speaks the facts. And here she is talking about James Comer and Jim Jordan. Play this clip.
But this is the path that they've chosen to take. And honestly, I'm surprised that they have this high of a threshold for humiliation. Every witness that they have called has decimated their arguments, from Devin Archer to Peter Schwerin to Marvin Young. And then we have the guy behind the Holy Grail document, the 1023, Alexander Smirnov, who's found that he had lied, right? about the charges, the $5 million that went to both of them. And then it gets even better. Not only did he lie, he was lying because the Russians were feeding him the disinformation. It's so embarrassing. I think Jamie Raskin was spot on when he said that this impeachment inquiry really ended yesterday when we found out that we have a Russian asset that was foundational to this impeachment inquiry. And Jim Comer and Jim Jordan should maybe try doing something for their constituents and let this go, because it's going nowhere.
Okay. Here's Democratic Congressmember Dan Goldman speaking on the topic. Play this clip.
And Chairman Jordan and Chairman Comer have said that this is the best evidence they have of misconduct by President Biden. In fact, it is no evidence. It is just simply evidence that the Republicans are willing to be used as assets of Russian intelligence, just like Donald Trump was in 2016 and throughout his presidency when he went to a press conference in Helsinki and chose Vladimir Putin's word over his own intelligence community. That is who we are dealing with. It is now a pervasive disease that has gone through the entire Republican Party.
And here's Democratic Congressmember Garcia speaking on this issue. Play the clip.
Well, I agree that we have a lot of unanswered questions, but I mean, the biggest question to those of us on the committee, and I think, and our chairman, Jamie Raskin, has said as much as well, is why is James Comer working with possibly Russian intelligence agencies through this completely debunked theory? Why do we keep getting witnesses in front of our oversight committee that end up being Chinese spies or discredited people that are out there saying essentially lies that can't provide a shred of evidence against the president? So I get more and more worried every single day about what James Comer's motivations are in leading this whole impeachment discussion. And I'm also concerned why James Comer in the past has referred to Ukraine as some sort of adversary to the United States. And so this is very concerning. I think we have essentially this impeachment process that really has no evidence. They should end this now. That is our call to them. And actually get back to work supporting the American people and get this national security package in front of the House.
Folks, this is a national security crisis. You have a political party in America, not some fringe group, the Republican Party, taking information from Vladimir Putin, using it to impeach President Biden, and then saying, it is what it is. Or Russia, 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 Russia. What if they go Russia, 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 Russia? We're not supposed to care? I mean, these MAGA Republicans are trying to destroy our country from within. Look, share these videos, share the Midas Touch Network, make sure you're subscribed to this channel. I know the legacy media wants to talk about a bunch of other stuff or not elevate this to the fact that this is a crisis. By the way, this makes Watergate look like peanuts in comparison. You got a major American political party working for Vladimir Putin out in the freaking open. Are you kidding me? We're going to treat these issues like they deserve to be treated, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, here on the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.